Okay, so today we're going to dive into a topic that's, I think, on a lot of people's minds when they're thinking about buying a home.
Sure.
And that is mortgages.
Yes.
And we're going to get into specifically FHA and conventional loans.
Right.
So you've sent in some really great resources to help us sort of unpack this for you.
Yes, we have.
And help you make the best decision for your home buying journey.
That's right. And they're two of the most popular loan types out there.
Yeah.
Each with their own kind of advantages and some trade-offs to think about as well, of course.
Exactly.
Right.
So one is backed by the government.
Yes.
One isn't.
Right.
And that might not seem like a big deal, but it can really actually make a world of difference when it comes to like your down payment, your interest rates, and even if you're going to need mortgage insurance or not.
Absolutely. Yeah, and we'll get into all of that and more because I think it's really important for folks to understand the nuances of each loan type.
Yeah.
So let's start with FHA loans. These are insured by the Federal Housing Administration, or FHA for short.
Hmm.
And now this is where it gets kind of interesting because FHA loans have been around for a while, since the Great Depression, actually.
Oh.
They were created to make home ownership accessible after the housing market, you know, crashed.
Right.
And they still serve that purpose today.
Oh, interesting.
By making it a little bit easier for people to qualify for a mortgage.
That's fascinating. So it's like this kind of historical context.
Yeah.
That, yeah, when you think about mortgages and it's like, oh, this is just like, you know, financial product. But
right.
Actually, it's like a whole story there.
There is a really interesting history there.
Yeah. So how does that history translate into real benefits for home buyers today?
So imagine you're a first-time home buyer, right? Or maybe you've had some credit challenges.
Yeah.
And you're trying to save for this huge down payment.
Mm.
It can feel impossible.
Absolutely.
And this is where FHA loans really shine because they often allow you to put down as little as 3.5%.
3.5%.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's a big difference.
That's incredible for a lot of people.
Yeah.
Especially if you're living in a city where, you know, things are more expensive. That can really be the thing that, like,
it's a game changer.
Allows you to buy a home.
Yeah. Exactly.
But I know there's always a catch, right?
Well, there's always something to consider, right?
Yeah.
So the trade-off with FHA loans is you're going to have to pay mortgage insurance premiums.
Okay.
Or MIP.
Yeah.
And this is an extra cost that protects the lender if you default on the loan.
Okay. So it's kind of like an insurance policy for that.
Exactly. It's their safety net.
Okay. So how does MIP actually work?
So with FHA loans, you pay an upfront MIP when you close, and then annual premiums that are rolled into your monthly mortgage payment.
Okay.
So this can add up over time.
Right.
And it's a factor to consider when you're comparing the cost of an FHA versus a conventional loan.
That makes sense. So lower down payment, but potentially higher long-term costs.
Right. It's a balancing act.
Okay. So let's switch gears. Okay. Let's talk about conventional loans.
Okay.
No government safety net here.
Right. Conventional loans are not backed by the government.
Okay.
So lenders tend to have a bit stricter requirements.
Okay.
So typically you'll need a higher credit score.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking at least 620 or above.
Okay.
And a larger down payment starting at 5% or more.
Okay. So a little bit more of a hurdle to clear up front.
Yeah. A bit more to get started.
But I'm guessing there's got to be some pretty sweet perks.
Oh, absolutely.
To balance that out.
And one of the biggest perks is the potential to completely avoid mortgage insurance.
Oh.
If you can swing a 20% down payment, you can often skip mortgage insurance entirely.
Wow.
Or if you start with a smaller down payment and you build up enough equity, you can request to have it removed later on.
Okay.
And that can save you a lot of money over the life of your loan.
Yeah, that's a really big deal.
It is.
So conventional loans, higher bar to entry, but the possibility of escaping that mortgage insurance.
That's the trade-off.
And that can save you money down the line.
Exactly. And plus, conventional loans tend to have higher loan limits.
Okay.
Which gives you more buying power if you're looking at pricier properties.
Okay, so we've got the two players here.
Right.
FHA versus conventional.
Mm-hmm.
How do you actually decide which one is right for you?
Well, it really all comes down to your individual circumstances,
okay,
your financial goals, and even your risk tolerance.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're just starting out,
yeah,
you have a lower credit score, or you're strapped for cash for a down payment.
Yeah.
An FHA loan can be a great way to get into home ownership.
Like that stepping stone you were talking about.
Exactly. It can help you get your foot in the door.
Yeah.
But if you have a solid credit score,
right,
you've been saving diligently for a down payment,
yeah,
and you're looking for more control over the terms of your mortgage, a conventional loan might be a better fit.
Especially if avoiding that mortgage insurance is a top priority.
Absolutely. It gives you more flexibility.
Okay.
But remember, it's not just about the loan itself. Talking to a mortgage professional can be incredibly valuable
Yeah.
to sort through all these options and make a plan that aligns with your long-term financial goals.
Yeah, it's not just about, picking the right loan. It's about
The bigger
the
picture.
bigger picture
Yeah.
and having someone to help you walk through that.
Absolutely.
So as you're weighing your options, just think about what's most important to you as a home buyer.
Right. What are your priorities?
What trade-offs are you willing to make? And remember, getting pre-approved is a great way to figure out exactly how much you can afford and
Yes.
to really start exploring all those different options.
It gives you a solid starting point,
Yeah.
a clear picture of your buying power.
And speaking of taking that first step, you can actually get pre-approved right now on AmericanMultiLenders.com.
Oh, that's a great resource.
It's quick.
Yeah.
It's easy.
And it's free.
And it really can give you that clear picture of what you can afford.
Exactly. And that can really help you focus your search.
Yeah, totally. All right, so that's it for our deep dive
Okay.
on FHA versus conventional loans.
Thanks for having me.
Of course, I hope this has given you some valuable insights
I hope so.
to help you navigate this process.
Yeah, it's an exciting time.
Happy house hunting.
Yes. Good luck, everyone.
Bye.
Bye.